在神面前没有一样不是显明的，万有在他的眼前都是赤露敞开的，我们必须向他交账。圣经一节读笔，接下来是有正道的时间。今日的讲题是圣经能改变我心，我将时间交给罗志明牧师。
正在五堂而已，不过想想，咦，但是呢都想想这么好分享，不如给早堂的人都有机会听少少都好。虽然我知道很多都很累，所以就不是个个来到，所以今次有三位的学员呢分享少少这个礼拜的体会和经历。不如请三位上来好吗？有 Barry， 有 Phoebe 和 Oliver， 五堂加上 Karen 的上来先好吗？只唔少，不過咧，今次有四個人嚟分享，不過就邊個想分享先啊？咁一啲嘅點滴，最難忘一啲嘅經歷或者體會啦，喺過程當中，譬如Baby 先啦 ，Baby 好嘛？誒，中間，唔緊要嘅，唔緊要，我都冇啊。
呢度，好。各位弟兄姐妹早晨，好高兴参加咗呢个 program， 真系学咗好多嘢，唔同嘅宗教嘅嘢。咁有两样嘢我系最难忘咧，就系、是、第一样嘢咧系听好多嘅唔同嘅以前嘅伊斯兰咧回教嗰个回教徒见证，佢而家成为基督徒。咁佢哋嘅过程咧，相信嘅过程咧系其实系需要好多嘅。好多嘅危险，因为佢要做基督徒嘅时候，令到佢哋可能叛教啊，各方面嘅嘢都会受到无论自己或家人嘅危险咯。咁但系佢哋都有对神个信心去做，佢哋嘅故事分享咧系好令人好震惊咯，即系佢哋可以即系对神个信心咯。回顾翻我哋自己本身做基督徒咧，系一个可能系一个好顺利一个好简单嘅过程，但系。冇嚟得佢哋信咗之后咁对神嗰个信心同埋即係熱切去为神传福音嗰、那个决心咁大囉。咁我呢样嘢係令我好睇到自己，就因为可能係相信神嘅过程冇佢哋咁即係嚟得咁容易，冇佢哋咁嚟得咁艰难嘅时候，唔識去珍惜去神嗰个儿女去点样为神去叫作工囉。咁呢樣嘢係令到我喺呢個成個課程之中係去深刻嘅。當然個課程有好多嘢學啦，咁希望即係其他嘅弟兄姊妹能夠可以分享到。我相信係好值得嘅。一個星期雖然係朝九晚九，但係希望即係大家各位弟兄姊妹有機會嘅話，一齊都值得去參與嘅。
咁其實咧，羅牧師跟你分享嗰陣時咧，我諗。哇，好多嘢要分享㗎喎，咁短時間分享。咁其實呢即係話俾你聽呢係好精彩嘅。咁其實呢我俾少簡直簡介下我哋學啲咩呢，其實就係、是我哋會學課堂嘅知識啦，學唔同嘅宗教啦，我哋去同唔同嘅即係媒教寺呀廟去參觀啦，咁同埋呢我哋又去即係同人分享福音嘅時間嘅。其實好豐富好豐富嘅一個節目嘅。咁呢我想同大家分享呢就係話咁當然好精彩嘅見證好多好多。咁咧其中一樣咧就係、是我哋去到去嗰個街頭報道啦，我哋去啲公園嗰裏邊啦。咁咧我哋見到好多唔同嘅人啦。咁當然好多時候好多人哋都會拒絕嘅。咁你都好好難過啊。但係神又好俾好多好有即係好振奮嘅好有開心好特嘅經歷裏邊咧，你又覺得哇神啊你又鼓勵咗我啊咁樣。咁同下分享咧嘅鼓勵咧就係咁樣嘅。咁我就遇到一個。竟然是13岁由中国大陆来的一个的、年轻人，他竟然告诉我他听过耶稣，他知道只有罪，他还问就是、挣扎，就是我信耶稣但我家人是信佛的、哦、嘛其中一个。另外一个呢就是、竟然说是加拿大人来的，这个八岁就他用个字就说他 study 和去 practice Buddhism 佛教，就是他会去寻找去认识去实行佛教，八岁。而家諗佢係十零廿歲啦，而家係佢而家。咁佢就話俾聽，最近咧佢同神再 Jesus 同主耶穌再去，佢唔係叫主耶穌，佢係同 Jesus 去再聯繫嘅時候咧，佢就覺得咧佢嘅人生咧就容易得多啦咁。一個咁樣嘅經歷，即係咁樣嘅人。另外一個咧就係、是、兩兄弟係伊拉克難民嚟嘅。咁咧就因為其中佢弟弟咧就係幫助人去逃難啦。咁咧其中話佢都幫埋基督徒逃難。但是他被人打枪打了一枪， 咁咧佢就幾乎死咁滯，咁咧就救翻，但係攤咗，就嚟咗呢個温哥華做難民。佢講俾我聽佢嘅掙扎，佢嘅難處，即係佢而家嘅情況，即係嘅情況，即係睇到佢當中其實有好多原來有好多敍利亞難民嘅難嘅情況喺裏邊好困難。咁即係有好多嘅唔同嘅認識嘅裏邊，其實即係有好多嘅福音嘅機會喺當中。呢、這個嘅課程實在係令我係學到好多嘢，同埋一個嘅非常之好嘅學習嘅機會，同埋傳福音嘅機會。咁佢話俾我聽，呢個係第一次 Vancouver Challenge 係第一次，佢會再辦嘅咁樣嚇。多謝大家。
咁我咧就佢哋講過啲，我唔講啦。咁我咧就特別係好 enjoy 嗰段去出去探訪嘅。咁我哋去邊咧？我哋就去 Clinton Park 唔好遠，我哋去 Troll Lake。咁佢哋行咁買頭嘅時候咧，就用去行嘅時候，有啲人會遞張單張都唔使遞埋去，已經揮手就入咗啦。咁但係神，我慢慢覺得就係覺得我哋去嗰段時間，我好似覺得同神有個約會，神會帶我哋去一啲佢想我哋遇到嘅人。可能有一啲係會係揮手或者我唔要，但有一啲會同你講。我記得一次同一個嘅西籍嘅女士，我哋唔識佢，我哋傾咗兩句，開始介紹福音嘅時候，佢喊。我第一次係一個唔識嘅人同佢傳福音嘅時候，佢喊，好感動。我都唔好知佢喊緊乜，甚至問過佢，佢都冇講到俾我知佢心諗緊啲乜嘢。大神就將我哋帶到去佢身邊，將呢一個嘅福音擺俾佢。我都叫佢，如果有機會嘅，可以翻我哋英文堂。咁我唔知佢十點鐘會唔會翻啦。跟住我又遇到另外一個，有一個嘅喺一啲回教徒裏面，佢哋非常之有信心。佢係回教裏面有幾個宗派，有一個叫信尼派，係大有佔佢哋八成到九成嘅回教徒。咁三個都係女士。咁通常咧，女士咧，我哋男士就應該唔會同佢傾偈。咁我哋又，我同我另外女士一齊咁，我哋傾。但係佢非常有信心，佢哋有信心到覺得佢哋認識耶穌比我哋仲要多。咁我哋咁我聽下啦。咁繼續聽佢哋講。咁但係好有趣嘅就係，當我哋聽嘅時候，佢話：你哋又點睇啊？嗱，唔係我講嘅，係佢問嘅。咁我哋就可以好容易嘅嚟到將佢分享福音。當然佢聽完之後，仍然覺得佢哋係比我哋好。咁但係起碼我哋可以將個福音同佢分享一次，亦都留低咗單張。咁如果一個唔覺意，但是你見到有啲回教徒嚟參加我哋崇拜嘅時候，咁我哋感謝主，佢可能唔係一定嚟信，但可能想嚟認識一下我哋嘅宗教。咁最近咧，我哋喺前嗰兩次咧，我哋又遇到一個嘅中國嘅伯伯，咁我同佢傾偈非常之高難度，因為佢聽唔清楚。我試過喺我喺佢隔離，一個左一個右。我講咗啲嘢，跟住佢再講嘅時候，我完全知道佢係完全聽唔到我講嘢。咁跟住，但係好神奇地喺一個佢聽唔到我哋講嘢嘅情況底下，我哋竟然可以再約佢第二日再見，唔係第二日，即係禮拜四見佢。我約佢琴晚再見，佢又肯真係琴晚又再見佢喎。咁我又同佢俾一本聖經佢，咁就咁但係佢又講。我甚至有一段時間講咗好耐啦，我哋基本上六點半到八點鐘都係同佢傾偈嘅。咁佢講咗好多嘢，我哋又嘗試去叫佢去認識福音啊，介紹佢聽。我唔知佢聽到幾多。咁但係我覺得呢個神既然俾我哋能夠同佢傾偈，又願意約會再嚟嘅時候，因為我哋 Vancouver Challenge 今日就完咯，咁我哋咪就咁停咧？咁我哋又話啊，不如試下再約佢下個禮拜啦。佢又肯喎。佢又肯話下個禮拜六喺抽力再見六點半，咁我哋感謝神，即係神真係好恩待我哋。咁甚至咧，佢通常喺呢種情況咧，佢哋都唔會互通電話嘅。咁但係神又恩待我哋，又互通到電話，佢又可以俾電話我，我又可以俾電話佢。所以我喺整個過程嘅裏面，我覺得神喺度好恩待我哋，俾我起碼我自己覺得就係好似同我個約會，而呢個約會唔係淨係我同佢，係佢會帶我去一啲佢想我認識嘅人，所以我好感謝神咯嚇。
好，唔該三位，我可以留翻去，唔該曬嚇。咁啊，佢哋晏晝咧五堂都會咧四個人分享翻一啲嘅學習同體會。聽提過啦，每日都會參觀唔同嘅 宗教廟宇啦，有三日係穆斯林廟啦，一日係石刻教，一日係印度教，同埋去印度教。咁星期四去石刻教廟，咁嗰日我去唔到嘅，因為參要咧負責即係我哋嘅啊以汪姊妹嘅爸爸嘅安息禮拜。咁雖然去唔到，但以前咧都去過石刻教廟。石刻教廟咧有啲唔同嘅地方咧，就係佢哋好看重佢哋嘅聖卷，佢哋嘅嗰個嘅啊即係聖經啦咁講。就透過聖卷提醒我哋，咦，今日我哋對聖經，對個聖經有冇同樣嘅有種嘅認真同埋睇法呢？特別今日我哋講到我哋嘅聖經喺我哋核心價值當中呢，我哋有四個嘅講道系列，今日講第二講，聖經能夠唔單止改變我哋家庭，能夠改變我哋心，我哋冇有認真嘅讓神嘅話語去改變我哋嘅心呢？睇返呢，佢哋寫喺教徒，佢哋真係有種藏俾佢嘅聖卷嘅，哇，直頭好認真嘅，咁直頭呢搭飛機時候買個座位呢俾佢嘅聖卷坐飛機嘅，唔係機艙㗎，記住係買個座位俾佢哋去即係坐喺度，甚至乎呢即係佢哋拜就拜埋本聖經咁就係佢本聖卷，好認真嘅。接機時候點接呢？佢哋係有即係唔係話接攞行李咁簡單，係有列隊盛大嘅宗教儀式接機嘅，接嗰本嘅聖卷嚟到去機場咁去，哇！真係認真睇佢本聖經，睇佢嘅即係佢嘅話語，唔係當本書嚟嘅，好似當一個聖人嚟去睇。今日我哋頭先讀嘅經文希伯來書第四章啦，都講到神嘅話語係咩啊？活嘅嘛，係嘛？係活嘅，係有功效嘅。咦？咁啊，睇翻人哋。佢對個聖卷、對嘅聖書嗰種嘅認真，俾我好多個提醒。特別有幾日時間咧，我都會即係探討同埋參觀咧回教廟啦。佢都認真話：，咦，佢哋嘅可蘭經唔會放喺地下嘅。行出街嘅話咧，拎住本書咧係唔會低過條腰嘅。如果放喺書架咧，可蘭經係放喺最高嗰層嘅。哇！佢好認真看待佢哋嘅聖卷、佢哋嘅聖書。啊，諗下我哋自己對本聖經，我哋有幾認真咧？會即係當一卷書咧？冇当系一种神嘅话语，又活嘅，又有功效。今日呢段经文其实喺虽然有两节咁短，其实之前嘅十一节提出一个好严重问题，透过呢段经文咧回应翻当时班读者一个危机。四章十一节佢话咧，所以你们要竭力进入那安息，免得有人随着那不顺从嘅样子就跌倒了。当时咧喺经文嘅头嗰十节讲到，以色列人虽然进入迦南地。神话佢哋冇安息过啊，以为安息系同地方有关。神话唔系啊，一个人去到某个地方都唔一定安息到嘅，系你用信心领受神嘅话语，用信心咧好嘅与上帝去调和，所以唔系地方问题。所以神话有个安息到今日仲留俾嗰班嘅希伯来书嘅读者，亦留俾每一个信耶稣今日听到嘅人，今日都可以咧经历呢份嘅安息。那个安息同个地方同个建筑物。同个环境冇关嘅，特别提到嗰个反面教材。当日嗰班以色列人，虽然咧佢哋过咗红海，经历过咧十灾系嘛，冇事系嘛，又喺旷野里边经历过马拿、云柱、火柱，但佢哋冇咧服从上帝嘅带领，都话好可惜。哎呀，真系经历咗咁多，听咗咁多啦，但佢哋咧冇去傲卑。啊，圣经话呢班人咧走宝，所以今日对所有听到嘅人，或者希伯来书嘅。嗰班嘅读者希望佢哋即系唔好走宝啦，唔好好似嗰班前辈咁样，咁啊先人一样白白错失经历上帝领受呢份安息嘅机会。跟住讲好多次提到咧，好嘅听啊，第三章七节嘅话咧，所以就像圣灵所说的，你们今天咧听从他的声音，讲到听清楚佢嘅话语。跟住咧三章十五节经常说，如果你们今天咧听从佢嘅声音。唔好硬着心，像惹他发怒嘅时候一样。跟住咧，第四章七节，所以神藉着再定一个日子，就是过了很久以后，藉着大卫所说，今天就像前面引用过嘅，如果你们今天听从他的声音，就不要硬着心。重复、重复一次、两次、三次，希望佢嘅读者记得啦，唔好学佢哋咁样，听咗唔遵行，听咗白白咧走宝，听白白咧。同上帝咧擦身而过，啊！你可以咧有更加好嘅经历。高神嘅话语，呢条话语究竟系讲乜嘢咧？系咪讲耶稣，亦或讲神嘅话语咧？希伯来书一章二至三节咁讲，佢话：在这末后嘅日子，一开始嘅话，却藉着他的儿子向我们说话。神已经立他作万有嘅承受者，并且藉着他创造了宇宙。他是神荣耀的光辉，是神本质的真像，用自己带有能力的话掌管万有。 他作了成，他作成了洁净罪恶的事，就坐在高天至高者的右边。神的话语可以讲是到时候新耶稣基督自己啦。不过经文跟同样讲到神的话语很有能力掌管万有。在今日经文在第四章当中呢，应该是讲上帝话语加上耶稣所讲的话语。好想呢透过上帝话语鼓励我们帮助我们，不单止神的话语好像上个礼拜讲可以改变我的家庭，改变我的下一代，更加重要今日神的话语能够改变我们自己的心，改变我们自己。透过六个重点今日一起去思考神的话语对你的提醒或对你的生命可以的改变。第一个呢给你的题目是十二章第一个字是生命之道能够起死回生。神的话语是生命之道能够起死回生。留意一个字眼，他说神的道是活的 living。 刚才见到那些石刻教或者穆斯林他们很认真 看重他们的话语。今天我们对神的话语是不是当是真活的呢，能够起死回生。在圣经里面描述所有不认识神的人，或者今天你和我可能有这样的境界，都是可能离弃了神很久了，生命都好像很枯干这样。圣经说三章十二节，他说弟兄们你们要小心，免得你们中间有人存着邪恶不信的心，以致离弃了永活的神。这神的话语是活的，因为这个神是活的神嘛，永活的神讲的话是永活的话，也都能够今天可以改变人的生命。以弗所书二章一节都提到，你们因着自己过犯和罪恶原是死的。十二节，那是你们在基督以外与以色列国是无份，在大应许的约上是外人，在世上没有盼望没有神。讲到一个人不认识神的时候那种的没有盼望的境界，所以今天神的话语原本我是死的，没有盼望，今天神的话语来到，希望我人生可以有第二次的机会。雅各书一章十八节，他说他凭着自己旨意藉着真理的道生了我们，使我们作他所做的万物中初熟的果子。神的话语是活的，他说用真理的道生了我们出来。跟着彼得前书一章二十三节，你们得了重生，不是能由于能坏的种子，是流于不能扭坏藉着神永活长存的道 living word。 不住重复神的话语是活的，可以藉着神的话语叫你生命再次扭转，再次重生。经文了第二个神的话语能力，十二章第二个字，能力之言事必成就。能力之言事必成就，经文说神的话不单止活，更加什么有效的，英文就是 active。 这字原文是什么 energy 意思，很劲啊，神的话语 active 很有能力的。能力做什么呢？透过其他经文帮助你认识神的话语有能力能够成就神的心意嘛。以赛亚书五十五章第十至十一节，他说雨雪怎样从天上降下来，不再返回天上，却灌溉大地，使地上的植物发芽结实，使撒种的有种子，使吃的人有粮食。十一节很重要，从我口所出的话也必这样，绝不徒然往返就到我这里，却要作成我所喜悦的，使他在我差遣他去作成的事上必然亨通。相信神的话语出了去有能力的，不会白行一趟的。今天讲到这些经文都很有提醒，讲到可能有人睡觉，有人可能讲其他东西，但深信神的话语的话出了去不会白行一趟。所以读讲道的人如是，你读经如是，你教主学如是，你做阿弥陀如是，今天这个神的话语出了，咦，好似冇即时果效咁样，但圣经应许过，好似雨水降落地下一样，个地下嘅植物有果效嘅，未必即刻见到，系嘛？我信一个上帝话语劲啊嘛，系嘛 ？Active energy 有能力嘅，能够改变个事物，成就神嘅心意。今日我哋读经，我哋教圣经，信唔信到神嘅话语出嚟出咗，唔会白行一趟喺对象当中，喺听到人生命里边咧？能够成就上帝的心意，你信不信？第三个神的话语的能力是什么？透视万物无所遁形，在第十二节的第三个小段，透视万物无所遁形，他这样描述说好像一把比起那把两刃的利剑更加锋利，甚至可以刺入剖开魂与灵关节与骨髓。当然这些经文就不是想说人有灵魂体三部分， 近代學者認為都不是這樣說，這個是一個 figurative 的一個的表達，一個象徵的否則，講正是一個成個話語能夠很深入，很深入來到去認識了解你所有一切。而廣東話也有一個很傳神的類似的比喻，哇，這個人講話腰心腰肺的樣子，對了，那句話為何腰心腰肺呢？象徵而已，即不是刺你的肺刺你的心，是吧？腰心腰肺嘛，哇，好傷喎，咁樣你講你神嘅話語，用呢啲圖畫好深入你生命當中。神嘅話語係嘛？上帝好似詩篇一百十三十一三九篇話：上帝去邊度躲避嘅靈呢？無所遁形啊！神嘅話語都係避唔到嘅，都係讀經嘅時候將你個生命所有嘢能夠咧揭露出嚟，好似咧睇清楚你整個本相，避唔到，好深入入到你生命當中最深嘅核心，你 call 啊！第四个提到呢，第十二节下心思意念深入审查，不单止照通你入到最深的层次当中，更加提到咩？你心思意念神呢提醒你离弃神不啱的地方。在经文话佢话入到咁深入乜嘢？能够辨明心中的思想同埋呢意念 discerning 留意嗰个心思啊，心思要强调嗰个嘅 emotion 嗰个情绪，佢讲到咧负面嘅情绪 negative， 举例咧系一个 anger 嬲怒，心思好嬲人，好憎人嘅。前日同一个嘅穆斯林嘅信徒倾偈喺回教庙里边，佢话：，所有犯罪咧做出嚟先系罪嘅，冇做出嚟就唔系罪啦。我话唔系，佢后边有个差佬坐喺度啊，你唔做出嚟，可能经历后边嘅差佬啫，系嘛？你冇做过唔等于冇罪，不过你惊后边嘅差佬捉咗你，所以唔做住啫嘛，系嘛？神我睇埋你嘅情绪 thought， 你嘅 emotion 系咪嬲紧人咧？系咪恨人咧？第二经文啦，意念啊，意念都有啲道德上 moral 上面一啲唔啱嘅嘢，咸湿啦系嘛，嫉妒啦系嘛，啲唔好嘅嘢，神话我睇穿你。神嘅话语提醒我哋，好人哋见到你可能好好一个人，神话我知道你一啲唔好嘅情绪、唔好嘅意念，希望你咧能够可以及早悔改。以前啲人话，有几面镜，以人为镜，以屎为镜，好多不同的镜，但不是一个不好的镜，照通你的心。圣经说可以入到你心里当中，照到你的心思意念，不好的情绪，不好的想法，神都知道。希望呢，知道自己的问题之后能够什么找上帝。所以去到第五个小点，经文说藉主的圣言来到主的跟前，十三节藉主圣言来到主的跟前。经文说不是将你留在一个很惊很惊的地方，他说十三节上，他说被造的物在神面前每一样不是显明的，万有在他眼前都是赤露敞开的。留意这个字眼转转，之前讲神的话语，十二节十三节讲到转了，不是讲神的话语，讲神自己，神就有他的话语提醒你翻回神那里，就神的话语读经的时候提醒你，或听到就提醒你，喂，有些地方不对路，有些地方不对，神知道啊。更加一路十三节提醒话神知道，不是神的话语睇通你照通你，甚至乎神的话语话俾你听有咩唔掂嘅地方，更加鼓励你十一节话神知道。神呢佢个经文话冇嘢係可以隐藏嘅，嗰个字眼呢嗰个赤露躺开啲字眼，好强调一个好似颈一样啊，好似俾人斩头一样嗰个情况，条颈冇嘢保护嘅，好呢好 vulnerable， 一个呢好危险，好呢容易被人伤害境界，喺神面前好似赤裸裸咁无所遁形嗰个情况。十三节上就描述呢个嘅情况啦，经文仲有下半部喎，最咩係乜嘢？十三节最咩一句，将心献主讨神喜悦。知道神呢藉佢话语提醒我哋冇人知嘅秘密，提醒我哋冇人知我哋里面嘅心思意念，唔好嘅嘢，唔好嘅情绪，仇恨神知道晒，更加话我知道你整个人啊。最尾十三节下佢话：我们必须向他交账。好鼓励你，既然人生喺神面前无所遁形嘅话，我人生点样过呢？于神知道晒我底牌，知道晒谂乜嘢，知道我争边个嘅话，知道我爱乜嘢嘅话，咦？我人生点样去过呢？当然啦，我们必须向他交账，可以系负面嘅，都可以咧好正面去睇。我比较选择用正面嘅方法去睇呢段经文。保罗都系咁去睇。在哥林多后书五章九至十节，他说一起读嘛，因此我们立定志向，无论住在身内或是在身体分开，都要讨主的喜悦， 因为我们众人都必须在基督的审判台前显露出来，使各人照着本身所行的或善或恶受到报应。都是讲到一样东西、我们会受上帝的审判，来到审判台前。不过呢，保罗用一个很正面的角度去看这经文，在神面前无所遁形，都要交代，都要交账的。那人生怎么行呢？保罗选择了什么？我决定了立定志向，是吧？立定志向是什么？ Into peace him， 我立定志向，人生讨神喜悦。既然呢，神都知道我一切了，知道我好的，知道我不好的地方，知道我不行的地方，又知道有一天在神面前要交代交账的话，我人生怎么活呢？保罗，我立定志向，我愿意讨神喜悦，生命的改变，被神改变，定义的讨神喜悦，不是为己而活，不是为享乐而活，愿意为神而活，讨神喜悦。有一天我们参观一间本拿比的其中一个的穆斯林庙，这间比较特别一点，入到去呢，在一个的 social hall， 叫做一个社交的地方，咁佢咧就见到咧佢哋有张好大地毡，见到组员咧又指手画脚指乜嘢咧咁样。原来佢啲地毡咧，你知佢哋穆斯林或伊斯兰教咧，唔可以有神像啦，唔可以有任何嘅即系嗰啲嘅神嘅图画啦咁样。佢乜都冇嘅，用咩装饰咧？挂喺个地毡，好多几百年历史啊，好名贵啊，或者好有纪念价值嘅地毡咧，挂喺墙上做装饰。喺地毡咧好特别啊，地毡都唔系求其嘅地毡，佢地毡设计时候咧系有意思的。佢地毡刻意咧，有啲穿崩嘅地方。佢哋啲队员就谂下啊，边度系错咧？边度系整得唔好咧？唔知能留意到边个位系穿崩啊？其他应该系中间嗰个位咧，就咧系中间嗰个圈咧，中间位咧喺左上角咧穿崩嘅。咦？哇！次货退翻去啦，系嘛？穿崩嘅，整得唔好，设计得唔好，唔系、哦。个人讲解话，佢特登嘅。在个地毡当中咧，个设计上是特登穿崩，特登设计上是有瑕疵，唔巴能，是唔平衡嘅。以致所有人咧望到地毡嘅时候，见到咦哦，做得唔好、哦，穿崩嘅、哦，唔平衡嘅、哦，唔对称嘅、哦，呢、这个角唔见咗嘅，提醒翻乜嘢？人系唔完美嘅，只有神先系完美。God，only God is perfect，we are all imperfect。好有意思，透过望地毡，俾人思考一下，每个人都唔完美，只有上帝先系完美。当然啦，要望地毡谂好多嘢系嘛，我唔讲你都未必知道未定。但系咧，即系今日我哋有神嘅话语提醒我哋，我哋心思意念，我哋行事为人，我知道啊，有神嘅话语鼓励你，人生唔单止可以由头嚟过，可以死过翻生，更可以人生可以让神嘅话语再次被建立，人生可以讨神喜悦。所以今天经文给我们，如果比较挑战在应用之前呢，想想今天你怎样看你所拥有的圣经，你怎样看圣经呢？如果你一幅图画要描述什么是圣经的话，你怎样描述呢？会刚才那些人顶住那本圣卷落机，是吧？哇，整个床给本圣卷去睡觉，是吧？搭飞机买个位给本圣卷坐的，要是吧？当一个人一样，一个圣人一样，恭恭敬敬来到去呢接待他。今日对你嚟讲，圣经 Holy Bible 或者 Bible 嘅两幅图画系描述，你用咩描述咧？会用咩表达咧？会其实你点去睇本圣经咧？你点去谂佢？好视乎反映出你会对神嘅话语嘅态度。圣经系咪黄页啊？有嘢咪查考啊？今日需要平安、啊，查咩经文啦、啊？今日需要咧祈祷、啊，今日需要咧。认罪，查一本黄页，有咩可以提醒我？好似通胜一样，今日适宜做乜嘢 ？keep 下上帝系嘛？星道嚟讲系黄页啊，定通胜啊，亦或系 Google 可以揾嘢咧？星道嚟讲系乜嘢咧？你点去谂佢？影响我对神嘅话语嘅态度。好特别睇圣经话咧，神嘅话语好似两刃利剑咁样，系嘛？发觉呢段经文唔单止净系希伯来书第四章咁讲，你发觉。不同经文呢，圣都是很一致的咁描述神的话语。喂，有这样的描述。举例下，以弗所书六章十七节大家都熟了。他不但戴起救恩的头盔，更加拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。都是用剑来描述圣经。 认识神的话语。还有启示录一章十六节，他的右边，耶稣是吧，他右边拿着七星，有一把两刃的利剑从他口中吐出来，都是用剑去描述神的话语，耶稣口中的话语。启示录二章十二节，你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有一把两刃利剑的，又是耶稣是吧，这样讲的是吧，耶稣那把剑，两刃利剑，那把说话两刃利剑。启示录十九章十五节，有一把利剑从他口中吐出来，他要用这剑击打列国，他必用铁杖治理他们，并且要转全能神列路的压酒池。提到又是这把是谁，又是耶稣，他里面有把剑飞出来嘛，用剑击打列国。你说用剑去描述神的话语，发觉很多地方都是，不单只是希伯来书第四章剑，我不知道你想起剑在一本圣经的话，你会对你说有什么的 impression， 有什么的特别的提醒，有什么的冲击啊？这本不是王业，这本不是通圣，圣经说剑来的，这把剑可以打仗，你都可以护卫，你都可以去把手术都一样帮你处理人生很多问题，很多罪的毒瘤，这把剑是可以这样用，不是一本王业，一本的通圣，或者一本指南随便可以摆。应用的时候给大家有几个提议，第一个呢，传统上一个的好的属灵操练，一个的熟，一个的读经的方法，圣经 S 就是看圣经 O observation， A 就是 application， P 就是祈祷，好的读圣经，跟着用神的话语充满你，跟着留意一下有什么特别字眼要提醒你呢，跟着想一下我怎么应用呢，最后祈祷神啊，这经文对我什么提醒呢，趁着同神去呼求，可以呢真的这样读圣经，不只是读完今天收工了，剔了我已经读了圣经了，可以给多一点时间用神的话语进入生命当中，提醒你同神祈祷，神啊，这经文我不明白，神的经文我怎么实行呢，神的话语你提醒我，我多谢你，可以很深入的用神的话语充满你的心，用神的话语改变你的生命，给多一点时间去用神的话语 更新你，好像诗篇五十篇第十节，他说呢，即是神啊，俾一个清洁的心，系嘛？清洁的心，或者我今个月来查经诗篇一百十九篇，佢话少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话，系嘛？洁净同神的话语放埋一齐，希望呢个翻简呢几个字咧，呢、这个翻简提醒我，神的话语可以洁净我的生命，一透过遵行神的话语，我的生命咧越嚟越咧，生命越似耶稣，越嚟越咧。可以讨神喜悦，好似读经外都好多时候研究个字点解啊，嗰句话点解啊？我中意杨石章牧师中泽神学院嘅校牧有篇文章讲到咧，达约伯嘅一个嘅神学讨论，约伯嘅时候谂啊，点解受苦啊？点解呢个人受苦啊？点解好问好多点解啊？当然啦，神都冇答过约伯，我讲到都提过啦，唔重复啦。我中意杨牧师个嘅一个角度去睇约伯嘅睇苦难，特别睇圣经。他说祸与福皆出于他，好与坏由他定义，好难顶的，但神就是神，圣经不是要你明的，是要你服的。所以一个很紧要的读经的态度，我说哎呀，我这个为什么我不明白，不明白就不明白，是吧，不明白就冚埋去啦，是吧。好多我都不明白，圣经的地方我都不明白，即是好时间要研读啊，好的查考啊，我都不是明白，真的讲真。提醒话要去服，服在上帝的脚前，伏在上帝的旨意当中。今天我查经，我很紧张个字点解，嗰段经文点解需要嘅，要讨论嘅，那个经文即系点解紧要嘅。但系唔好忘记，知道佢点解，只系上集啫。让我生命降服在神的话语当中，降服在上帝嗰个吩咐当中更紧要。好似头先讲到以色列人嘅嗰位前辈喺旷野，听咗好多啦，经历咗好多啦，但系成班人经历唔到安息，点解啊？他没有服从，没有信心，走步。另外经文给第二个应用，第四章虽然今天我只选了中间的两节去研读，因为时间关系，但其实整章经文呢，那个层次，那个次序很有意思。在第一至十一节提到呢，神应许，神应许了就得到安息的，不过以色列人呢又不服从， disobedient 又不好好听， 又唔用信心去调和啦，系嘛？所以咧走宝啦，但系神应许仲喺度嘅，好宝贵。所以神透过十二、十三节神嘅话语嘅话，佢想提醒你，提醒你自己嘅盲点、你嘅虚假、你嘅假面具，以至你可以翻到神身边，知道自己嘅问题咧。跟住去到第三个好紧要嘅层次，最尾十四、十六节，你今日冇讲嘅，但系可以都睇下，就去到咩啊？去到神嘅祭司面前啦，就系边个？耶稣基督啊嘛。佢唔系叫你睇完圣经之后，哎呀，内疚一生，内内好内疚，好惭愧，离开间教堂。唔系啊，希望你知道自己有问题嘅时候，好似你咧照完 MRI， 唔系你我啦，系咪？照完啲 MRI， 照完啲 CT scan 之后咧，哎呀，好多问题，要咩？揾医生啦，系嘛？知道自己有问题之后，揾医生。所以经文最尾讲到神嘅应许，哎呀，好多人走宝，嗰个神就话，如果有能力见到你，知道你好多问题，最尾希望你揾耶稣。找这位医生得医治，这就是整个整张的层次。希望你最重要什么？最后压轴的时候找耶稣啊，找回耶稣啊，在里面才有真正安息。所以最后经文讲，我们一起读嘛，我们既然有一位伟大的经过了众天的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，就应该坚持所宣认的信仰。因为我们的大祭司并不是不能同情我们的软弱，他像我们一样也曾在各方面受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为的是要领受怜悯，得到恩惠，作为及时的帮助。神不是想过审判台吓你一生内疚，好惊好惊好惊，这样经文说最后说希望你是什么？想想什么？我们 有耶稣嘛，这个耶稣经历过人间的苦难，为你钉十字架，今天他站在罪人和上帝中间，叫耶稣我们可以什么？不单止罪得赦免，更加叫耶稣基督我们可以来到神面前，可以呢求他得帮助。大祭司明白我们的软弱，这几天去到不同的伊斯林庙，即是那个穆斯林庙去谈啊谈述，我透过问问题，我不是踢馆啊，透过问问题跟我谈信仰啦，同埋引导对方想下一些人生信仰问题啦。我讲到耶稣，一定讲耶稣啦。喂，你可能经都有耶稣喎，咁样讲下耶稣啦。不过他都坚持耶稣呢冇死过㗎。他觉得即係圣人嚟㗎嘛，点会受苦呢？咁佢点解释呢？佢话即係佢阿拉呢，佢话上帝呢又搵咗个门徒呢，个样子好似耶稣嘅。所以最尾捉咗个呢唔系耶稣，钉十字架嗰个系犹大嚟嘅啫，啲犹大耶稣好似样咁样，吓、啊、我咁都得咁样，佢坚持耶稣冇死过。啊，今日我哋唔系，我知道圣经唔系咁讲，耶稣真系死咗，咁系为你为我罪钉身十架。佢明白人嘅软弱，咁明白你同我嗰个本相，你同我都系罪人，神知道啊，佢都肯救。所以今日佢话最尾佢话，所以既然耶稣知道我哋一切啦，系嘛？知道我嘅底牌，知道我哋谂乜嘢，知道我哋衰嘢，知道我哋唔掂乜嘢，佢只管坦然无惧嚟到施恩宝座，唔系审判台词喎，嚟到施恩宝座面前，神啊，帮我，我知道你好爱我，你好愿意咧改变我。今日借圣经知道自己嘅问题，藉着圣经知道神知道我知一切，系嘛？借圣经我梗可以嚟到耶稣面前，主耶稣帮我救我。改变我，更新我，以上帝俾每个人应许，嚟到施恩宝座面前可以得帮助。耶稣都咁应许所有嘅门徒，马太福音第十一章28-30节一齐读啊嘛。所以，你们所有劳苦担重担的人，到我这里来吧，我必使你们得安息。我心里咧柔和谦卑，你们应当负我嘅轭，向我学习，你们就必得着心灵嘅安息。我的轭是容易负的，我的担子是轻省的。留意这个字，到我这里来， come to me， me 就是耶稣嘛。以色列人以为呢过了约旦河入到迦南地，哎呀就有安息了。神说不是啊，不是那个地方给你安息嘛，入到迦南地他都没有安息的，是吗？今天我都是来到教堂都没有安息的，真的的。真正给你安息的是什么？耶稣说Come to me， 不是 come to church， 不是 come to the pastor， come to me。 耶稣说来到耶稣那里，不是来教堂也好，找牧师也好，但是唯独真正给到你安息的是耶稣自己，唯有耶稣才给到你真正的安息，真正的平安。 让我们都像耶稣的提醒一样，今天我们可以忙很多事，只是来教堂崇拜或者叫守礼拜，是都是好的，是让不要忘记耶稣说 Come to me， Come to me， 找回耶稣啊。看经文希伯来书第四章都讲到最尾，来到施恩宝座面前，来到耶稣的面前，因为他这位大祭司很明白我们需要。就来开学了，很多家长都会担心，咦，仔都入大学了，会不会不回教会啊？入大学会随流失去啊？回到大学之后会不会不爱主啊？这样很多担心。我喜欢这位做校园事工的牧者，他说其实不是啊，当然很多人入到大学就离开教会离开信仰啦，其实他说不是啊，不是大学影响他们，只不过大学里面将他心他信仰显露出来而已， review 他信成点，平时在教会在家里读紧中学仔不是好觉的，是入到大学没有网管，是他信成点就显露出来。因为做校园事工的传道人一个很好提醒，或者父母紧张，哎呀我大学很害怕仔女离开神不回教会，其实到时才讲的太迟，告诉你早点预备，早点预备入大学之前，他真的认识神呢？他有没有跟从主呢？有没有属灵操练呢？我怎么预备他入大学呢？之前正如上礼拜讲，我即是讲到的时候，预备的时候很重要，在家庭当中怎带领他平时讨论信仰，探讨圣经，明白我的信，遵行神话语呢？入到大学只会将他的生命显露出来。今天我怎么预备我们下一代在神的话语里面，不单止只是听，更加遵行。他最尾重复这六个的重点，神的话语能够改变我心，因为呢这个生命之道能够起死回生，是吧？现在神的能力之言事必成就，一定成就神的心意，出来不会扮一趟的，能够透视万物无所遁形，神的话语入到你腰心腰肺。第四，心思意念深入审查，人可能觉得你很好，如果你觉得自己很好都未顶啊，看不到你自己盲点，神的话语入到你告诉你，你想的事，你的情绪，你恨人嬲人，你的淫念，神话一早知道晒，以致你可以愿意招你的罪，可以悔改。第五，更加提到藉主圣言来到主的跟前，经文说我在神面前呢坦荡荡，无得匿，无所遁形，不似得亚当夏娃咁匿埋树林里面，冇得匿嘅。所以第六个重点提醒我哋，既然喺神面前冇得匿，亦都有一日咧喺神面前交代一生嘅话，今日就将心献主。讨神喜悦，好吗？不是带着好惊好惊，哎呀，见家长见家长啊，不是见家长啊，神啊，我好想见你啊，系嘛？我地上咁多年，好想见你，侍奉你，爱你，我今日见你，好开心啊！唔系小学仔见家长，好腾鸡系嘛？好想见你，又系好爱你，盼望今日我哋都咁嘅心态，讨神喜悦咁去活。有日你同我唔知边要翻天家先啊？我行先都未定，唔系好惊嘅，唔系好丑嘅。我今日见到主嘅时候，神啊，多谢你。终于可以见到你了，多谢你用我话语提醒我，将你的话语改变我生命。愿神呢祝福帮助每个听读的人。今天拣首诗歌，
So good morning everyone.
曾经有多久，都好多久，我都好耐冇唱呢首诗歌。
And I want to begin by thanking you, this church for hosting our program. If we don't have a church like you who says, come and do your program, then it just doesn't happen.And these programs began back in 2004 in Toronto, and then gradually the Lord expanded it across the country. And so we've had them now in about 14 different cities, from Halifax to Vancouver. How many of you have been to Halifax? Anybody? On the East Coast? Yeah, one or two. And so my privilege is to coordinate these across the country. This summer, we had eight. This is one of eight. And our teams go from small teams of six or eight or ten up into teams of, the biggest team we had was 70. Can you imagine taking 70 people to a mosque or a Hindu temple or a Jewish synagogue or a Sikh Gurdwara? So we had a good team here, a small but good team. So I want to thank you for praying. You were challenged to pray the last few weeks for this, and we've had a very, very good week. Our main approach was not to go through a neighborhood, but to go to the parks the nearby parks. And we met all types of people as close as Clinton Park, as far away as Trout Lake Park. We met refugee families. We met people from all over the world that the Lord has brought to us. And so on our T-shirts, you'll notice, Siang, would you stand up just to show my T-shirt's being blocked up here. But see the T-shirt there? She's my model, by the way. Vancouver Challenge. And can you read what it says underneath? It says, the world is our city. And you think, what does that mean? It means that the Lord has brought to our city of Vancouver, your Jerusalem, people from the whole world. And that's quite a privilege to be able to reach out to them. And this is the first challenge, which was multi-religious. We've had one for 5 years now in Vancouver that's just focused on Islam. I go from this one to that one in Surrey. It's all about learning about how to reach out to Muslims. But this was the first one that had different religions. So, if you'll see from your bulletin that the title of my message is Learning Their Language. Learning Their Language. And I want to begin by reminding you of the Great Commission. How many of you have heard of the Great Commission? Yeah? You've heard that term before. So if you go to the end of the Gospel of Matthew, you don't have to go there if you don't want to, but before Jesus leaves the world, he says to his disciples, I want you to go into all the world and make what? Make disciples of all the nations. Now I want to show you something. So, what am I wearing? A world jacket. I've got the whole world on my shoulders, right? And so this reminds me of what Jesus said. He said, don't just stay within four walls. He said, go. And whether you go across the street to another side of Vancouver, whether you go across the country, the continent, or over an ocean, I want you to have the mentality of going, because they will not usually come to you. Do you think a Muslim will walk through the door of your church very easily? Or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or a Sikh person? I see you shaking your heads. No, they won't. We need to go out and reach out to them. I also wear this world jacket because it's colorful and people don't go to sleep as easily when I wear something colorful like this. Now, becoming a missionary is hard work. Just imagine if the Lord spoke to you this morning very clearly and said, I want you to be a missionary. Maybe that will happen. Maybe God will call some of you and just give you a real burden to leave your country, to leave your culture, and to be a missionary. But it's not easy. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to learn a new language. So how many of you speak English? All your hands could go up because this is the English service, right? I knew that. How many of you speak Cantonese? A lot of you. How many speak Mandarin? And how many of you speak another language that I haven't, some other language that I haven't said? Okay, a few of you. So that's wonderful. But if you are going to be a missionary to another part of the world, you would have to learn a brand new language. And I think to myself, if God called me to China, wow, would it ever be difficult to learn Chinese? But how about if God called you to Saudi Arabia? You think it'd be easy to learn Arabic? Their whole alphabet is different. It doesn't look anything like Chinese. It doesn't look anything like English. God, first of all, called me to France. And Pastor Keith was noticing my Bible, It's called Urbana 81. This shows what my age is. I was a student back in 1981. How many of you were not even born in 1981? Okay, that's how old I am. So they give everybody a Bible at Urbana, and they had like 16,000 college and university age young adults there. It was tremendous. Being in this big sports auditorium where they played basketball usually, and we're just all full, worshiping God, learning about missions, hearing wonderful speakers. But I still have the commitment card. Billy Graham, back when Billy was a bit younger, he gave the challenge to missions. And you see how tattered my little commitment card is, because it's been in my Bible all these years. That's the card I filled out, and I checked off, I'm going to make plans to participate in a summer or year missions program. And I've been thinking about this, but at Urbana, the Lord sealed it. Rob, you need to do this. And I thought, I'm going to go for 1 year in France, just 1 year, learn a bit about missions, come back to Canada, be a pastor. But guess what? 1 year became 2 years. At the end of 2 years, I met my wife. She's from Finland. And by the way, sometimes OM stands for Operation Matrimony, because you meet your life partner on OM. That's not the primary reason to join, but it can be a blessing the Lord gives. And so 2 years became three, so we're ministering in French, the country of France. Then we went to a mission ship called the Doulos for 2 years. We visited ports in Europe, Africa, India. I had my vision, my horizons widened like nothing else. And then we came back, served in Finland for half a year, and then we've been in Canada since then. And now my privilege is to organize and to help work with wonderful people like Siang over here, who's our BC rep, to organize these challenges across Canada. So, when I was in France, I made a lot of mistakes learning French. I remember one time I made a little mistake. Any of you know French, by the way? No one? A little bit? Okay. I wanted to say that when I became a Christian, the Lord forgave me of all of my sins. And the word in French for sins is péché. Péché. But I made a little mistake. I forgot the A on the end. And so I said pêche. Now, the word pêche in French means peaches. So what I said in front of this congregation, I said, when I became a Christian, the Lord forgave me of every one of my peaches. And so they were very gracious, and they kind of smiled, and they knew that this Canadian learning, they knew what I was trying to say. But that just shows a bit of the struggle. But I want you to think about this. The Lord has brought the world to us. We need to send out missionaries all over the world, over 200 nations. But how about all those thousands of people from all around the world that are right here in our backyard in Vancouver? And that's happened more and more within the last few decades. Let's say the last 50 years. We still need to learn. They're learning our language. They're learning English. They're learning Canadian languages. But we still need to learn how to communicate the gospel with them effectively. And that's one way we love them. We love them by trying to understand them better. And that's the purpose of these challenges. Now I want you to turn in your Bibles to our key scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. There it is up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we'll begin at verse 19, reading from the NIV version, New International Version. The Lord inspired the Apostle Paul to write these words to a church in Greece, ancient Greece, the city of Corinth. So in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19, we read, "Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave." The Greek word is doulos. That was the name of our mission ship. We were going as a servant ship, a slave ship. "I make myself a slave to everyone." Why? To win as many as possible. What was on Paul's heart? It was to win people to the Lord. "To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law," that would be like a Jewish person, under the law of Moses, "I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law." Why? "So as to win those under the law. To those not having the law," now that would be a Gentile, a non-Jew, "I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law." Why? "So as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak." And then here's kind of the summary verse, the summary statement. "I have become all things to all men." Why? "So that by all possible means I might save some." And of course, what he meant is God's going to do the saving, but he's going to, I want him to use me to help reach these people. "I do all this for the sake of the gospel, the good news, that I may share in its blessings." Wow, what a challenge. Now you say, is Paul fickle? Like, he's changing to for the Jews, he's changing for the Gentiles. The answer is no. Paul is not fickle at all. He's not changing for that reason, but he's being flexible. And because he loves these people, he wants to understand how they think. So how might we do that here in Vancouver? As you prepare for this coming week, and in your neighborhoods, you might have Muslims, you might have Hindus, you might have Sikhs, you have people of all different backgrounds. How might you do that? Let me give you a few examples. And these are the topics that we chose this week. First of all, for the Muslim. How many of you have a Muslim friend? You know somebody who's Muslim? A few of you. Okay? Good. Islam is our biggest challenge around the world. Do you know how many Muslims there are in the world? 1.6 billion. Not million, billion. Almost one in four or five people in the world is a Muslim. We studied Islam 3 days this past week, and we went to three religious sites, three different mosques, a Shia mosque, an Ismaili mosque, and an Ahmadiyya mosque, three different branches of Islam. And there's others we could have gone to. We heard three wonderful stories, testimonies, of how God led a Muslim to become a Christian. And often that's the highlight of the week, hearing these stories. And we learned this week that in the last 16 years, the beginning of the 21st century, there have been many more Muslims coming to faith than throughout all the previous centuries. If you have it on a graph, you've got very few Muslims coming to faith. And then all of a sudden, in this century, and we're only 16 years into it, we have all these Muslims coming to faith. It's practically a revival in Iran. They have to be very quiet about it. They meet in homes. They could never meet in a church like this. But they're coming to faith more and more. It's wonderful. So how do you speak to a Muslim person? Here's a few things we can say to them. We can use their language. Instead of saying Jesus, we can say Isa. That's the name they know for Jesus. They think he's a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. We can say Isa has made you halal. Do you know what halal means? Ever see a store that says we sell halal meat? It means it's meat that a Muslim can eat. It's been slaughtered in a certain way, blessed by the imam. And so we can use their language. And we can say, Isa has made us acceptable, halal, to Allah. That's the Arabic word for God. Even Christians will use the word Allah. It just means God. They have a doctrine called shirk. The greatest sin you can commit in Islam is shirk. Do you know what it means? It means raising somebody up to the level of Allah. And guess what they think every one of us does? They think we all commit the greatest sin of shirk. Because we're saying we believe Jesus is not just a man, not just a prophet, but he's the second person of the Trinity. He's the Son of God. And they say, no, that's the terrible thing to do. So we can say to our Muslim friend, once we get to know them and have a friendship with them, we can say, it is not shirk to believe that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one. We also believe in one God. We don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God in his essence and in his nature. But he reveals himself in three persons. And here's the final thing we can say. We can say, Prophet Yahya, do you know who that is? John the Baptist. They believe in John the Baptist. They believe he was a prophet too, who came just before a prophet Jesus. We can say, Prophet Yahya said this. He said that Isa, who's Isa again? Anybody remember? Jesus. He said that Isa is the Lamb of God who takes away what? The sins of the world. Now, if you use the term Son of God, they misunderstand that. They think we're saying God had intimate relations with Mary to produce Jesus. Do we believe that? No, we don't. We believe it's a spiritual relationship between Father and Son, not physical. And so a better term to use with your Muslim friend is that Jesus is the Lamb of God because they understand sacrifice. And you can say, Jesus, the Lamb of God, just like the Jewish people or the Muslim people would slaughter a lamb as a sacrifice, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. Ah, he's much greater than a prophet. Well, let's move on. How about the Hindu? How many of you have a Hindu friend? Put up your hand. You know somebody from India, from Nepal, who's Hindu? How can you, like the Apostle Paul, learn to share with a Hindu person? Well, in the world, there's almost 1 billion Hindus. Now, do you think God cares about that? That 1 in 7 people in the world is a Hindu? Do you think we should care about that? That there's so many Hindus out there? I think the answer is yes. 1/5 of India are Dalits. Do you know what a Dalit is? It's an untouchable. They have a caste system in India. And guess who's at the very bottom of the caste system? The Dalits, the untouchables. And just like there's a revival going on in Iran today amongst the Muslim people, there's a revival going on amongst the Dalit people of India. We can be very encouraged and praise the Lord for this. Many thousands of Dalits are coming to faith. And they've realized they have no future in Hinduism. And Christians, missions like OM and others, are building schools for them, planting churches, and they're coming in great numbers to the Lord. So, what can we say to a Hindu friend? Now, they believe in reincarnation. If you say to them, you need to be born again, guess what a Hindu will say? Oh, yes, you need to be born again, and again, and again, and again. You see, they believe in reincarnation. So we can say to our Hindu friend, you only need one rebirth to experience salvation. And if you want to use a word similar, they use the word moksha. When they think they're getting up too close to where they want to go to get to nirvana, they call the last step release, moksha, and I'll get to nirvana. That's the closest they have to salvation. So we can say to our Hindu friend, once we get to know them, you only need one rebirth to experience moksha from our spiritual slavery to sin. And that you're speaking their language. They understand those words. You can also say this: Jesus is the unique avatar. How many of you saw the movie a few years ago called Avatar? Any of you go to the movies? Okay. Avatar simply means incarnation, a God becoming a man. So we can say to them, Jesus is the one and only avatar, incarnation of God, of our personal God. They think there's millions of gods. Some say in Hinduism, there is 300 million gods. How would you like to worship 300 million gods? You'd say, where do I start? But we're saying there's one God. He's a personal God. He knows us. He loves us. And because he wants to reveal himself to us, he sent Jesus. And he's the unique avatar. And here's one last one for your Hindu friend. Jesus Christ paid for all of your bad karma. How many of you have heard the word karma before? Eh? That's a Hindu word. And it simply means deeds. Karma can be good and it can be bad. So if you say to your Hindu friend, Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he paid for all of your bad karma, you're speaking their language. You haven't said the word sin, but they understand what you're saying. All the bad things that you thought, said, and did or failed to do, Jesus Christ paid for that when he died on the cross. Well, let me give you one last one. We also went to a huge Sikh temple called a Gurdwara. And the word Gurdwara means gateway to the guru. And they have 10 gurus in Sikhism. And the last guy said, from now on, the holy book is your guru. And it's like they worship the book. And guess what they do for the book at night? They put the book to bed. No kidding. They have a bedroom. If this was a Gurdwara, you'd have a little room over here with a bed in it. And they actually have a ceremony every night where they put their holy book called the Guru Granth Sahib, and they put it to bed. And we said, can we look at the bedroom? And they said, sure. And we took pictures of the bed. So if you have how many of you have a Sikh friend? Not a Sikh friend, but a Sikh friend. Anybody? You can always tell because if they're a practicing Sikh, they have a turban on, right? So most Sikhs come from the Punjab area of India, northwest India. And you can say to your Sikh friend, Jesus is the true divine guru, but you use it with a capital G. He's not just one of many gurus, but he is the true divine teacher. The word just means teacher, same as rabbi in the New Testament. He's the true divine guru that brings light into darkness. Because the word guru, the gu part means light and the ru part means darkness. And so Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he's the true light. He's the true guru. Or you could say to your Sikh friend, Jesus is the door. He's the gateway to God. That's where they get the word Gurdwara, gateway to the guru. He's the dwara, the gateway to God. And something else you can say to your Sikh friend is that Jesus is the true name above all other names. When they worship their God, they say they use this word that means true name. And so when you use their language, they're understanding what you're saying. Jesus is the true name above all other names, the only name by which we may be saved. Well, to wrap up, Let me say this. As we love those around us, people who are lost, and it may, I've just used three examples, Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh. Those are the ones we were learning about this week. But there's so many others. There's atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, Jewish people. We study these in different challenges across the country. We can build bridges, word bridges, to reach these people who are not yet Christians. Sister Siang, she likes to use the word, they're pre-believers. I like that. They're not there yet, but we're nudging them in the right direction. And we say to the team, even if nobody prayed with you this week to accept Christ, don't think you're a failure. You're not a failure. Because most people have to have multiple experiences before they make their final decision. So if you've nudged someone from this link to this link, or from here to here, you've been completely successful. Because God gets the glory, not us. And that's what happened this week. We were nudging people towards the Lord. And there's two people that we know of who actually prayed with us in the park to make that final decision. God knows their hearts, but two of them prayed the sinner's prayer to accept the Lord. Let me just conclude with this thought. We can help all these precious people understand that they have a choice. They can either follow a man-made religion, which I compare to a ladder. If you have room in your calendar, make a picture of a ladder. The team probably got sick of me saying this week, because whether you're talking about Islam or Sikhism or Hinduism, it's like a ladder. And a ladder is something you climb. And guess what the rungs of the ladder are? Human works, good works, religious works, praying, fasting, pilgrimage, all these things. And for all the different religions, they're different. But they're like they're trying to climb a ladder, trying to get to heaven, to paradise, to nirvana, where they want to go. But do they ever make it? They never make it. Why? Because they're not perfect. You would have to be perfect to climb your ladder to heaven. It's all based on good works. And then I say this, how many rungs does Christianity have? And the answer is no rungs. You don't have to do anything. Christ did it all for you. So if you have a ladder with no rungs, what are you left with? Two pieces of wood. If you take those two pieces of wood and you bring them over on this side and you nail them together like this, what do you have? You have a cross. And the difference between all these hundreds of world religions and cults, and it's so confusing, and some people say, how can I ever know what the true one is? Just tell them that. All of these are like ladders, different sizes, different shapes, different colors, different number of rungs. But Christianity is a cross, and it's based on grace. And the word grace means a free gift. Jesus paid for all of our sins on the cross. We don't add anything to it. You can't climb a cross, but guess what? You can cling to a cross. You can embrace a cross. And that's the difference. Take your pick, a ladder of good works or the cross of God's grace. We need to share that with our friends and help to lead them to salvation. So would you pray as we close?